This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And I recognize that a great many folks in the media would prefer that anyone running for president engage in an ongoing theater critic, criticizing the proposals of others. I do not agree with his proposal. I do not think it is the right solution. And the right solution, I believe, is the legislation that I've introduced, legislation that would impose a 3-year moratorium on the refugees coming from countries where ISIS or Al-Qaeda control a substantial amount of territory. This is legislation that is targeted directly to the problem. And the reason is simple. We have been told by the FBI they cannot vet these refugees. The second piece of legislation Governor Abbott mentioned is legislation that I filed today that will protect the authority of the states and the authority of governors to keep their citizens safe. And it would say that in the event the president wants to send refugees to a particular state, that a governor has the ability to opt out. To conclude, that the federal government has not done a sufficient job ensuring that the safety and security of the citizens of the state will be protected. And then the third piece of legislation that I have tried to bring up in recent weeks and the Democrats have blocked is the Expatriate Terrorist Act, which provides that if an American goes and travels abroad and joins ISIS and takes up arms and wages jihad against the United States, that he or she forfeits their U.S. citizenship.
That's a good idea.
All of these are reasonable, common sense steps.
Yep.
To keep America safe.
That's Senator Ted Cruz, very presidential. I mean, he probably is the smartest of all the candidates on the Republican side, other than Trump when it comes to business. And Trump knows people like stuff said kind of at a street level. Trump says it's what he's got, street smarts. Cruz is very statesmanly, very cerebral. And what he's saying is an accurate, basic plan. I mean, it's the bare minimum you should do when 25% of the people in a poll say that they support suicide bombers or they support ISIS. That's because they admit between 75 and 80-plus percent, depending on which numbers come out from Interpol, the EU, you name it, are not Syrians. They came to take over land. Just like the Saudi Arabians did one time before, they came in and took over Syria and got kicked back out. There's a movie about it. It's called Lawrence of Arabia. And it's not their country. And they're there taking it. They never had any history up there. They have no reason to be there. They're there. And then now they're going to come here. And they are incompatible to live anywhere. I mean, Saudi Arabia is a freak zone of craziness. From all the military and family I've talked to that have worked for different companies, been over there, I mean, they catch you with a Bible on the street, folks, you're going to be in prison for life. Lucky they don't chop your head off. And all they do is peck at each other to make the others more radical. That's what cults do. They just get more and more extreme, more and more whacked out, more and more weird. And I, for one, am completely sick of it. I do not have Islamophobia. I have Wahhabist Saudi Arabia phobia. I have cult phobia. And who's the other group acts like a cult that I can see that I am just as disgusted by because they are so freakish. They are so weird. And they're teamed up with the jihadis, with the Wahhabist jihadis. And that is the politically correct left. That you cannot make up how serious their war on words, their war on logic, their war on discussion, their war on free speech, their war on creativity, their war on beauty, their war on arithmetic, their war on literature, their war on culture, their war on common sense, their war on logic, their war on beauty, their war on men, their war on women, their war on basic human systems. Students at Pennsylvania College want Lynch Hall renamed because of the word lynch. I'm going to cover this and take your phone calls when we come back. Folks, They know exactly what they're doing when they say ban the Irish word lynch that has nothing to do with hanging black people.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are here live broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. I am your host, Alex Jones. We also, of course, have InfoWars and Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com. Okay. We've got loaded phone lines, Tony, Isaiah, Cliff, Kevin, Dan, and many others. The toll-free number to join me, if you're a first-time caller, we've got the phones open, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Roger Stone, advisor to nine presidents, and who's been involved in elections here and all over the world, and one of Trump's top advisors, joining us for an hour and a half to talk all things Planet Trump and election 2016. And Leanne McAdoo will be hosting the fourth hour today. Now, we've had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We've had Senator Lindsey Graham. We've had countless other Republican candidates, Jeb Bush. People like Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, come out and, well, Rick Ross said kill Donald Trump. Says he wants him to be murdered. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar claims that he's helping ISIS. He's the ISIS candidate when he actually called for bombing their oil that they're trying to sell and actually agreed with Putin and others, something the other candidates didn't do. So Donald Trump is right on about, like I said, about 95% of his views and topics. I disagree with him on a few things like the internet and, you know, restricting it so ISIS doesn't get it. You just can't do that. So there are some problems with Trump, but compared to a Hillary Clinton or compared to a Lindsey Graham or compared to a, you know, socialist senator from Connecticut, it is complete and total, absolute night and day. And before we go to the calls, though, the problem we're dealing with, as the Pew Research shows, the middle class is disappearing at the fastest rate ever. The workforce is set to shrink 2 million people. The Congressional Budget Office is saying just from the first year of full implementation of Obamacare, we're only 21 days out from that nightmare, the fines, all the rest of it. Morgan Stanley begins layoffs and credit division. While all this is going on, the FBI admits they're not vetting any of these refugees. A large portion admit they want to be terrorists. They're attacking Europe on a basically weekly basis. We're getting attacked. They try to say all these attacks aren't attacks, whether it's Fort Hood or what happened last Wednesday, 8 days ago. And in the midst of this, though, they want Thomas Jefferson statues taken down all over the country because he tried to ban slavery in the Declaration of Independence, but it was removed. That's how ignorant they are. And they go, but he had slaves that he was trying to change the law to free. The time he was in, it's like saying, Schindler went along with the Nazis. Yeah, as he tried to save Jews, he had to or they'd kill him right there on the spot. I mean, there's just no understanding of the time people are in. But you see things like Seattle, where the official city, not some idiot students, but the official city says don't bring brown bags to any city function, and don't say that a city function brown bag it. Because brown, saying the word brown might hurt somebody's feeling or seeing brown. Now, they admitted no one ever claimed it was racist. No. They have to attach racial meaning or religious bigotry or something, infighting, to all words in all language. So when they want to, they can selectively demonize your speech and disqualify it. It's a war on words. You know, George Orwell said, Eric Blair, writer for the BBC, propagandist for British intelligence, Winston Smith is an allegory of himself. He admitted that before he died. He died a year after he published, 1984. But in 1949, it's 1948 reverse, ladies and gentlemen, of what it would be if the Fabian socialist liberals took over, what the world would look like. And you notice it's looking more and more like that because he was in there amongst them. And he wrote essays admitting it. He didn't like radical right-wingers. He'd been a leftist his whole life. Fought in the Spanish Civil War. Been a member of the secret police before that in India. That's what made him a leftist, was the abuse of Indians in India. But I digress. He said the goal will be by the Fabian socialists to reduce language down to such a level that you cannot communicate with someone and have them even understand how they've been lied to, and they'll have doublethink where they hold two opposite thoughts in their mind at the same time and believe each one as valid as the other. That's what they're indoctrinating us with, is like this mental illness, this mass Stockholm syndrome. And so sitting back looking at all of this, they have to expand it out always more and more. So the real racism of targeting blacks with Planned Parenthood isn't looked at, or targeting Hispanics with Gardasil shots isn't looked at. No, you've just got to then say, well, if you don't have totally open borders and pay for everything free, you're a racist. Or if Donald Trump goes to a Jewish group and says, you know, Jews are really known for being smart, hardworking folks. It's good to be here with such good people. Oh, it's racist to attribute something to a racial or religious group. No, everybody said, look at the Japanese. Crime went down during the tsunami and during the earthquakes when things got tough. Almost no crime. Wow, what amazing people. That's not anti-Japanese. See, they're attacking your ability to discriminate. See, some discrimination is obviously wrong if it's based not on real issues. But if it's based on, I've been to that restaurant twice and got food poisoning both times, it's not racist or discriminatory or whatever to discriminate and say, I like the hamburgers at that place. I like this ketchup. I like this brand of car. I like women that look like this and act like this. It's what you like. They're saying you can't have your own opinions or be a free, conscious individual. That is cult-like, isn't it? By design. So now, students at Pennsylvania school want Lynch Hall. This is Associated Press. This isn't InfoWars.com. Students at Pennsylvania school want Lynch Hall renamed because the word lynch. Now, I went and looked it up. Lynch means mariner or water in the Irish Gaelic. And it basically means the same thing in the Nordic lynch. There's also a Nordic lynch because all the groups are really related to each other, which shows how stupid it is the British Empire could play different groups off against each other. It's totally moronic. But another side issue, divide and conquer, they call it the great game. This is from Ancestry.com. Irish, lynch, anglicized from Gaelic, longishine, a personal name meaning mariner from longship or Viking, basically. Okay, men in longboats. Let's continue. That settled Ireland. The etymology. This is from the encyclopedia. The origins of the word lynch are obscure, but likely originate from the American Revolution. The term originates from the phrase lynch law, passed to stop people lynching. Punishment without trial. So see, the word lynch is good, meaning stop doing it. Two Americans during this era are generally credited with the phrase. Charles Lynch and William Lynch, both lived in Virginia in the 1780s. I'm trying to go too fast here because I want to go to calls. I'm going to slow down and cover this. Charles Lynch, and then it just goes over the fact that it was a case of lynching. And by the way, not of a black person. But this is how emotional it is. You hear a Nordic or an Irish Gaelic name that means mariner or boatman, and then you want it banned because all you know is the word lynch is associated with hanging black people, when really it was two white men hanging a member of their family who were named Lynch. But see, for them it's a power thing to take language away, to take people's rights away, to have a name, to demand history be overwritten. This is the essence of 1984, changing history. I mean, so what if it was a racist weirdo that founded your college? You run it now. It's run by your people. It's a building. It's a colony. It's a system. It's where you're supposed to learn. You learn how to infight, not how to get a job, not how to be normal. It'd be like saying if a moray eel had lived in a hole in coral 20 years before, and now a grouper lives in it. Does the grouper say, moray eels eat baby groupers? So this was a racist hole? So I'm not going to live in this moray eel's hole? Because he doesn't even care that an moray eel lived there 20 years before. He doesn't even know it. It's a good hole. Oh, change it. But it wasn't a racist. It wasn't named after a lynch mob. It was named after somebody named Lynch. And they say, well, the word lynch could draw up frightening connotations. We're scared by the word, so get rid of it. I mean, you talk about idiots. Instead of the fun, if somebody said this, of going and looking it up. Oh, it means boatman. It means sailor. It means somebody in a navy. Students at a small Pennsylvania college are demanding, and they're doing a walkout and laying on the sidewalk, the administrators rename a building called Lynch Memorial Hall because of the racial overtones of the word lynch. Oh, there's overtones and brown bag, too. The building is named after Clyde A. Lynch, who was president of Lebanon Valley College until 1950. And they said they want it renamed after his first name and middle initial because the word recalls the public executions of black men by white mobs in the 18 and 1900s. It was included on a list of demands that students presented to the school on Friday. I mean, you talk about a group of ignorant morons. And by the way, if any of their professors dare educate them and say, hey, it's an Irish name, it's a Nordic name, it has nothing to do with any of this, it means sailor, this guy is just Irish, you know, he helped get this building built. He gave the money for it so you can be in it. They just go, no, the lynch word scares us. We want it banned. about that. These people aren't going to be able to get jobs or have a life. They are going to be gibbering, mentally ill people when they come out of college, the ones that buy into this. That just know how to just see shadows and phantoms everywhere while their basic freedoms are being removed collectively, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, against them all.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got Donald Trump to blame.
You got someone to blame.
That's right, they say he is behind ISIS.
One love.
That's how dumb they think you are. That's the new talking point of the Republicans, the Democrats, all of them. Hillary Clinton. in the that creature, Lindsey Graham,
one love,
John McCain, they're all out there saying that Donald Trump is helping ISIS and then giving no intellectual facts. No, Donald Trump's trying to keep ISIS out of this country. And when there's more terror attacks, and Donald Trump points out it's another person got into this country on a phony visa with phony info, will he get rewarded with people's support? Probably not. Because the ones that already support him know what's going on. The ones that don't, they don't care how much evidence there is, how much common sense there is. They're the kind of people that want to change the name of Lynch Hall at a college because the last guy's name is Lynch, and they associate that with someone being hung or killed extrajudicially. Meanwhile, Obama wants to lynch all gun owners extrajudicially. I just thought of that. I use fancy terms like extrajudicial, banning your flight, banning your guns, banning your travel, the blood of tyranny, the oxygen of tyranny, the atmosphere on which its wings flap. And, we're going to just put you on a no-fly list for no reason, and then you can't have a gun, a no-gun list. A lynch mob on the Second Amendment. That's what it is. An extrajudicial magic lynch mob in the unelected government, like the NDAA says, they'll grab you, they'll interrogate you, they'll torture you, they'll kill you, even U.S. citizens, and you don't have a right to even tell your family they have you before they kill you, and they can use torture against you. A classic torture lynch mob, but because there's a real lynching going on, no one seems to care because the word is so scary from the name it comes from in the name of the law. Ignorance on top of ignorance on top of moronic idiocy. But you talk to these university students, I guarantee you they'll get all mad and go, trigger, trigger, get back. You're being aggressive. You're being hateful. Get back, get back. I ran into some weirdo lady at Target. I hardly ever go to big box stores, but I was going there. And because my son likes some of the sweaters they've got there, and they're cheap, whatever he likes. He loves the sweater he wears all the time. It's like $15. I went and bought like four more of them. It's like his uniform now. He wanted to go to Target. I'm in Target. I know we have a load of phones here. I'm going to go to you. And one of my daughters wanted something, so she walked over. I walked with her. I came back. And a lady had pulled up, and he was already there, put the stuff off the cart. And I just squeezed through, barely even touched her cart. And she went, oh, you need to make right on this. You just rammed into me. And I said, well, excuse me, I'm sorry. I believe I just barely touched your cart, but I'm sorry. She goes, get back. You're a very dangerous, scary man. And the lady behind the counter goes, excuse me? She's like, what? What's going on, lady? And she's like, I feel threatened. She had these two sons with her. And I went, and I kind of turned my back. And I said, it's okay, guys. And she starts going, yeah, I bet Mr. Celebrity on his AM radio will be talking about this. And I went, oh. And I just kept my mouth shut, got the sweaters, the socks, the underwear he wanted, got out of there. My daughters wanted some robes. We got them robes. Impulse buy. They all, girls, myself included. Guy, I'd always want something if mama was going to the store. What am I getting? But I got in, I got out, and I was like, ooh, keep my mouth shut. And she was smiling and laughing for like 2 minutes, going, ha, 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 ha. See, this is their weapon. You touch my cart, I feel threatened. They got that whip of I'm in control now. Everything's a big university that I'm in control of. Well, Alex Jones is in line with me. I'm going to exercise power. I'm going to conquer something. And she had a federal or state job. I bet money she's got some job where she can press her thumb down on little people all day, selectively when she wants. And she had that smile, that look in her eyes. And I looked at her sad little sons, man. I'm not going to say what they look like, but boy, I couldn't take it after about a minute and a half. And I just looked at them and I said, man, I bet it's rough at home. And her sons, they're about ages 10 and 13, looked at me and smiled knowingly. I shouldn't have done it. You know what? So she shut up when I said that, then I just pushed the cart off. So I guess I did get the little last comment, and I wasn't going to tell that story. It was so sad. We have a big guest coming up. You're all on Trump, so that means you're going to have to talk to him in this hour. I was going to go to you, but I went on a rant, which is what people tune in for. I apologize. It's teleprompter-free. It's real. So Tony, listening on WBCR 1470 in Tennessee, Isaiah, Cliff, Kevin, Dan, and others, your calls are coming up with the one, the only, Roger Stone. I knew who he was, but Man, I tell you, once I did more research on him, advisor to 9 presidents and one of Donald Trump's chief advisors, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So, a University of Pennsylvania, the Associated Press is reporting with a straight face. The students have walked out. They are doing these die-ins where they lay on the ground until the library hall at Lebanon Valley College removes the name Lynch Memorial Hall. Not because the guy was involved ever lynching anybody, not because Lynch is an Irish name, not because it means boatman or mariner or seaman. No, because they're scared of the word Lynch. And then David Knight just walked in during the break and he goes, Alex, who else is named Lynch in the administration? And I went, the Attorney General. I hadn't even thought of that. How rich is that? That Obama wants to extrajudicially lynch the Second Amendment and put you on a no-gun buy list on this phantom terror database when they actually won't screen the people coming in who are terrorists. And then the Attorney General is named Loretta Lynch. Then we should call for her to change her name. I feel threatened. I feel upset by it. Maybe AP should write a real article about that. Alex Jones, maybe we should start a White House petition. Get thousands to sign it that the Attorney General change her name or just be Loretta L. because it scares me. They want the study hall to be renamed his first name and his second initial because it's so frightening. They just put it on screen, folks. Loretta Lynch. Oh, my gosh. Lynch, get it off of there. Who put that on there? I'm writing you up or firing you. Who in the TV control room put up the word Lynch? The trigger for me. It's not a trigger. The middle class is imploding, and even the Congressional Budget Office admits Obamacare is going to put 2 million people out of work next year, and there's huge fines. It was written by foreign insurance companies to screw us over. Her name is Lynch, folks. I'm having heart palpitations right now. I'm so scared. Please save me, Obama. But wait a minute. His name is Hussein. Saddam was scary. Saddam Hussein. Oh, wait a minute. I want Obama to change his name, too. See how I can play this game? I want all words banned except when I use them. Only I am allowed to talk. Talk about a cult. Talk about prisoners. Talk about brainwashing. Talk about political correctness. Joining us for the next hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen, is Roger Stone of thestonezone.com. He's written a bunch of best-selling books for Skyhorse Publishing and others on a host of issues. And he has recently been all over television, from everything from Bill Maher to the Discovery Channel, discussing Planet Trump, that he's an expert in because he's known Trump since the 1980s. And let me give you Roger Stone's bio, just so you know who he is in case you don't. Roger Stone's a veteran of non-Republican presidential campaigns, serving Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Senator Bob Dole, to his subsequent regret, both George Bush, 41 and 43. Stone's a New York Times bestselling author of The Men Who Killed Kennedy, or The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, exposing the plot led by LBJ that included the CIA, the mob and Big Texas Oil that murdered John Kennedy. Now in paperback, the book has sold over 100,000 copies. I think it's a lot more than that. In August, Roger Stone resigned from Donald Trump's campaign to release his groundbreaking book, The Clintons' War on Women, which is the definitive expose of the corruption, immorality, criminal record of Bill Clinton and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. Last week, InfoWars had Donald Trump on the broadcast, and Donald Trump called him a patriot and a tough cookie. And here is what others have had to say. Roger Stone's next book, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, rips the veil off the whitewash that has protected the Bush crime syndicate. It's a story of privilege, elitism, oil, money, assassination, sex, ambition, corruption, and power. And I'll tell you, if you can find his book on a few online sites and you can find it at bookstores, you better, because they're reprinting it now. It's sold out. I've tried to buy 5,000 from Skyhorse. We have sold his books before. It's like, wait, I know this guy. I've read his books. Wait, you know, it's like, wow, once he was in studio with us. Because I knew who he was, but not how prominent he was and how much he'd been involved in. So he'll definitely be a staple of the show from now on, because on elections, on Third World, on presidents, you know, on Reagan, I mean, he knows so much about these guys he worked for. But what's exciting is he's known Trump for 30-something years, and again, was his exploratory head when he was thinking about running 4 or 5 years ago. And so he can really tell you about Donald Trump and what really makes Donald Trump tick and all these big scandals that are happening and the rest of it. But, yes, if you can get The Clintons' War on Women, it is a hot book, sold out many places, and we're trying to get an emergency printing done right now so we get more before Christmas. But that is the bottom line. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with this info, I could sit here all day and bring up questions and comments for Mr. Stone. Whether he wants to get into the book first, whether he wants to get into the interview last week with Trump that he helped set up and the inside baseball there, or whether he wants to dive into the current attacks on Trump, let's let him decide what we get into first. Mr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks once again for having me.
You bet. Where do you want to go first?
Let's talk about the media savagery of Donald J. Trump. I must tell you, not since I saw Richard Nixon, my mentor, the man who gave me my start in politics, under siege in 1974, while the mass media went out of their way to try to destroy him and drive him from public life, have I seen an onslaught like this. Donald Trump proposed a temporary ban on immigrant from Muslim countries, until such time as U.S. representatives could get a handle on who wanted to come here. And the national media, as you know, has completely bastardized that. They have truncated his comments to make it appear that he called for a permanent ban of all Muslims for all time. And then they launched themselves into this long discussion of whether that would be unconstitutional, when in fact, that's not what Trump proposed at all. He put forward a common sense proposal, which the President of the United States clearly has the authority to do, to freeze Muslim immigration temporarily until we can set up some kind of screening process to vet those who would like to come here.
And that is what he said. They took it out of context to just say ban all Muslims, and now they have all these people saying kill him. Rick Ross says he wants to murder him, the fake Rick Ross rapper. It's the cause celeb thing to do, to pile on Lindsey Graham, Hillary Clinton, saying he is helping ISIS when he's doing exactly what Russia is doing to take out ISIS before Russia even bombed their oil they're selling that they've stolen. He said do that. I mean, he's been proven right on so many fronts.
Yeah, you know, what this is, of course, is part and parcel of the fact that he scares the political class to death. The lobbyists, the consultant class, the special interests, the billionaires, Paul Singer, the Koch brothers, Steve Schwartzman, and others, because you would not have business as usual in Washington if Trump became president. Good God. A president who actually worked for the American people and who couldn't be bought and sold. The other thing I found really laughable yesterday, Alex, was a charge by Jeb Bush, of all people, that Trump was in league with Bill and Hillary Clinton. That is, I can tell you, having known Trump for almost 40 years, that is laughable. He is one of the most competitive people in the country. He is running for president because he wants to save this country. Donald Trump would never be a straw man for someone else, anyone else. And frankly, he's the only guy in the country, the only guy in this race, who has legal standing to bring a lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation because they defrauded him. He made a modest contribution thinking he was giving to charity. He now learns that he's given to a slush fund for grifters. Trump now has the power through lawsuit to unravel the entire mess at the Clinton Foundation, which is a slush fund for grifters, which is set up, as you know, as a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. So Trump poses an enormous threat to the Clintons, an enormous threat to the status quo in Washington, a threat to the political and ruling elites. Good God, if this man became president, he could uncover all of the government's
secrets. Well, look at how he says, when no other candidate's saying this, that he wants to get rid of the tax exemption for these big hedge funds and mega banks and make them pay a modest amount. I mean, that would literally fix so many of our problems. I mean, those are the big globalist companies like Goldman Sachs that run the anti-gun agenda, that run the open border agenda. They're the ones, almost every time, literally captaining this whole takedown, and Trump's going after them. He's actually going after the crony element of Wall Street. That is unprecedented, the brass balls that takes.
And the irony, of course, is that Trump knows all these people. He socializes them. They're desperate to get into his club in Palm Beach, the Mar-a-Lago Club, which is the most exclusive and sought-after private club in Florida. But I might also add, one of the few private clubs in Palm Beach that admits Jews and Hispanics and African Americans. So it is almost laughable to see the panic at the political elite level, and that's why this unprecedented smear against Trump. The irony of this, of course, is that it's having the exact reverse effect, in my opinion. Meaning, the more the elites attack Trump, the more the talking heads on CNN rip him. The more the Reince Priebuses of the Republican National Committee come forward and denounce him, the stronger he gets, because it is a signal to average people that this guy must threaten the status quo, that he is a real harbinger of change. So yesterday there was a Bloomberg survey which showed that 2/3 of Republican primary voters agreed with Trump when they were asked the narrow and fair question of whether they wanted a temporary halt in Muslim immigration. Of course, that's not what the mainstream media would have you believe he proposed, but there is overwhelming support for Trump's position. I think that this also reflects a Reuters poll that was done on a daily tracking basis. While they didn't ask the precise question about Trump's proposal, they did look at Republican primary voter attitudes towards Muslims and the Muslim community, and they see the possibility of danger. They realize that of all these hundreds of thousands of immigrants who would like to come to this country, while I'm sure that many, many of them are decent, peace-loving people, Americans aren't stupid. They know that there's a terrorist contingent in there.
Of course, this is a zone, Syria, where hundreds of thousands of jihadis invaded. They've gotten their butts handed to them. So now they're getting into Turkey and Europe and coming to the U.S. There's a good percentage of them. And we got polls. He cited them. 21%, 25%, 27%. We showed those last hour on screen. We'll show them again, saying they support jihad and suicide bombers. And they've got fake passports, most of them. They're not even Syria. We would be insane to continue this. So what is the government thinking, bringing them in, knowing they're going to blow stuff up and shoot people?
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. Of course, we had the lesson of Paris, where a terrorist moved seamlessly through that nation's immigrant process to mastermind the mass killings last week. I don't know how, to use Trump's words, how stupid can the American people be? I must tell you, I'm very comfortable about an election that is framed around these issues. I am very comfortable comparing Trump's proposal with Hillary Clinton's record on Middle Eastern issues. And, of course, her closest...
You mean her record of giving Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda? You mean that record?
Well, the record of arming ISIS, because she's the one who armed them in her fury to try to depose Gaddafi and insert a regime that is loyal
to the Muslim Brotherhood. And now she says Trump's helping ISIS. You talk about upending reality.
Yeah, it's Kafkaesque. It's typical big media, big government doublespeak, where they say the exact opposite of what is true. The good news is the American people are waking up. They're not buying this line anymore. In my opinion, only Trump would put forward an aggressive strategy to crush ISIS. This pinprick approach that Barack Obama says he's utilizing clearly is not working at all. And then, I am kind of interested because the other day, Huma Abedin, also known as Mrs. Carlos Danger, the top aide to Hillary Clinton.
Also known as Mrs. Hillary or Mrs. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, perhaps. But who
I mean,
is,
I'm talking about Hillary. Which one is the Mrs.?
It is hard to say, isn't it?
Yes.
But look, Huma is beautiful. She's exotic. She's very chicly dressed.
Good for Hillary.
And she's completely loyal to the Muslim Brotherhood. Her parents and her brothers are very active in the Muslim Brotherhood. She has written for a Muslim Brotherhood-funded publication for many years. Her loyalty is not to the United States. So one must ask, how did she get a security clearance from the U.S. State Department? Or maybe she never had a security clearance. Maybe that's why Hillary had to use an outside server so that Huma could look at all those classified documents and then decide what we should be allowed to see and what we shouldn't be allowed to see.
That's right.
I mean, must tell you, I spent many years in government as an aide to three presidents, and I never saw a situation in which an individual got a special waiver that allowed her to get a full-time salary at the State Department. At the same time, she's pulling down a second paycheck from Teneo, which is a Clinton-connected lobbying organization, which has clients that lobby the State Department. At the same time, Huma is pulling down yet a third paycheck from the Clinton Foundation. Now, we know that the Clinton Foundation and the State Department had business in the sense that many corporations, many foreign nations, many wealthy people realized if you had a big decision at State Department that meant millions of dollars to your pocket, you could buy American decision-making by giving enormous contributions to the Clinton Foundation. So it really is a vehicle for the facilitation of these multimillion-dollar bribes. Huma Abedin was right in the middle of that. And, of course, last week, or I should say earlier this week, Huma Abedin was among those denouncing Donald J. Trump. What could be a greater badge of honor than to be attacked by the
Well, she tried to imply he wanted to throw her out. I mean, maybe she should be thrown out, but after her loyalties are investigated. I mean, I'm sick of the arrogance of all these foreigners and people that just think America's this big doormat and that we're here to be culled and cowed into submission. But getting back to Donald Trump himself, 6 months ago when this stuff first started, I wasn't sure. I did more research. And then I saw where he was in so many policies. I saw how they demonized him. I saw how the big money came out against him. I saw the Republican leadership line up against him. All that was a better sign that he really was for real. Now I've seen him come out against the big banks being tax exempt. I've seen him come out unequivocally for the Second Amendment. I've seen him come out for, you know, blowing up the ISIS oil fields. All this stuff is the opposite of what the establishment wants. He clearly knows what he's talking about. And then he talks about how our borders are gone. We're being brought into globalism. We're being shut down. We're being dismantled. And I'm just not hearing this out of anybody but Ted Cruz and a little bit out of Rand Paul. And I've supported, you know, both of them. I'd be happy with any three of those guys being president. But then I just love the fact that he calls out the media. He's already started a revolution in the debates where they all laugh at the moderators who are basically political pundits. And I see the whole facade, the force field around the globalist almost dissolving with just Donald Trump being a candidate. It's like he's antimatter to these people, and it really excites me. And the fact that he's not a coward, the fact that he is the man in the arena, the fact that he doesn't back down is so exciting. And that's what we need again, is someone who is an individual, someone who doesn't come from some weirdo leftist cult or some neocon cult or some, you know, weird group. We need somebody who really does want to turn this country loose to do great things. And I'm sold. But Donald Trump's for real. I'm sold he really wants to cut taxes and bring back our sovereignty and kick criminals out of the nation and do all those things. I just ask myself, though, when he does shoot from the hip, he is teleprompter free. He is talking point free. What's brought him to this prominence could also be taken out of context to bring him down. But maybe that is a sign that the public has so much broken with the establishment that they don't care what they do to him. They're going to continue to support him. A, I want you to speak to that as a top presidential advisor, a guy that's run major campaigns around the world, Roger Stone, our guest. And then specifically, what are the dirty tricks they're going to pull? What is the mathematical electorate constellation that tells you he is electable in a general election, Roger Stone?
Well, let's tackle those one by one. First of all, I have no question that he is the strongest possible candidate against Hillary Clinton. Even some of the preliminary polls, and I don't mean online polls where you can vote and then push refresh and vote again and then vote and push refresh and vote again. I'm talking about scientific-based polls with an accurate and carefully balanced, perfectly drawn sample show that Trump is already pulling unprecedented levels of blacks, Catholics, and union members, individual rank and file union members. I believe that he could draw literally millions of people into the electoral process who have given up on politics.
Are you talking about Reagan Democrats and people?
Well, I think it's even beyond that. I think it's beyond Reagan Democrats. Yes, I think he can get those blue collar ethnic Democrats, those working class Democrats who are as sick of the elitism and the big government and the big spending and the big taxing policies and the low employment policies of Washington. But beyond that, I think there are millions of people who, like you and I, Alex, realize that both parties have morphed into one party, that the choice that is presented to the voters, like the choice between Romney and Obama, is a false choice, that the two parties are the same, the parties of endless war, erosion of our civil liberties, massive debt, unhinged spending. The list goes on and on. So I think there are millions of Americans for whom Trump looks like something different, a real reformer. I think he can pull those people back into the political process, and that is why he is the strongest potential Republican candidate. It aggravates me that people keep asking him, well, are you going to run as an independent? He's the front runner for the Republican nomination, not by a little bit, by a lot, by 10 points. Why would he even consider it? With all due respect, go ask Rand Paul that question. He's running last. His father once bolted the GOP. to run as an independent. Maybe it's a more appropriate question for Senator Paul at this point.
Well, I want to be clear. I don't want to run Senator Rand Paul down, but I'm an honest person. And I knew him 20 years ago, back when he campaigned for his dad, when his district came into Austin. I've supported him, been nice to him. His dad comes on. Total integrity. Love the Pauls. But the way Rand gets advised now, the things he does, I mean, you notice Ted Cruz is smart and isn't attacking Trump. I just don't get it. And I really wanted Rand to be more aggressive like a Trump. And it's just very sad.
Yeah, no, look, I share your high regard for both Rand Paul and his father. The very last vote I cast as a Republican was for Ron Paul in the Florida primary against Mitt Romney. And I'm an admirer of Rand Paul, although I think he seems to have lost his bearings here. I mean, I'm not sure who he is. You can't be all things to all men. You can't be both a libertarian and a traditional conservative, and then try to trim your foreign policy to show that you really are a statist. I just think his candidacy has failed, and sadly, I think it is over. But the personal attacks on Donald Trump, those I can't figure out. They have golfed together. I happen to know that Donald Trump likes Senator Paul and says, by the way, he's an exceptional golfer. So it is.
Well, that's probably why Trump's been snapping back at him, because they were friends, and then Paul makes crappy comments about him.
Well, one thing I can tell you about Trump, having spent an enormous amount of time with him, if you punch Trump, you better be prepared to get punched back at twice the velocity. It's just his nature. Do not awaken the sleeping beast. If you attack Donald Trump, you better expect incoming, and it'll be almost immediate.
Well, moving on from Senator Paul, it's a sad story. Just kind of let the dead bury the dead politically at this point, unless he wakes up with those snot-nosed young Republicans he's got around him up there in his campaign. I don't mean to be mean, but that's just, you're talking about the tail wagging the dog here. I'm just going to say it and move on. But how do we get behind Trump? How do we stop the dirty tricks? How do we get him into the presidency? Because nothing makes me like him more. I mean, I'm moving towards 100% mark now with all these wolves attacking and all these cowards piling on the one man in the arena. I mean, you're talking my language right there.
Well, let me just predict right now that the next major attack on Trump will be a bogus claim that he is somehow mobbed up. There's a half dozen news organizations who've been working on this for months. Now, what they don't seem to know is that that Trump has, for over 15 years, held a New Jersey casino control operator's license. The New Jersey casino control law is the most stringent law in the country. In other words, you can be denied a license just having met a mobster. You don't have to do business with them. You don't have to trade money with them. You don't have to buy anything from them. Just a social occasion in which you are together can be enough to deny you a license. They are very, very, very sensitive to organized crime influence in the gaming industry in New Jersey. By the way, the New Jersey law is so stringent, it is the model for most of the laws in the country that have legalized casino gambling. Donald Trump has been gone over by the New Jersey Casino Control Commission with a proctoscope. There is nothing there. Now, being in the construction industry in the northeastern United States, has he met guys who are mob connected? Probably. Is he in bed with the mob? In no way, shape, or form.
And no one ever alleged that with his dad and people. It is hard to believe he's one of the only clean people, you know, in that whole thing. But he was the outsider. It was well known that came in and broke into that. That's why he carried a gun. I mean, that's what I've read. Is that correct?
That is absolutely right. Donald Trump is squeaky clean. But be prepared for a mainstream media onslaught trying to claim that he is somehow mobbed up. Because
all right, so that's going to be the Empire Striking Back. Stay there, sir. Back in 70 seconds. Trump Insider on with us right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.